Good morning. Rabbi Yehoshua Aaron Sofer.
When Rav Meir Shapiro, Shashiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, opened up his yeshiva in Lublin, he did it with amazing publicity. It was the first change of the major yeshivas. Yeshivas in those days, there was Essenteig, Bochum, slept in different places, they ate in different places. They were like schleppers. And Rav Meir Shapiro changed the whole approach to yeshiva Bochum. He built a magnificent building which is still standing today. And the yeshiva had everything, a library, dormitories, laundry room, a dining room, which was a novelty in those days. And he did it with a major publicity. He had the reporters there. He invited hundreds and hundreds of Yidden, and he made himself a gold key to open up the front door by the opening of the yeshiva. And the Trotsky Rebbe warned him and said, "Ayin hara, look what happened with the luchos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the luchos, there was a maimed ha-Sinai, koilei suvrokim, and the whole world was quiet, and there was a fire coming from the middle of the mountain, going straight up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the shivarakim. There's so much publicity, the whole world." Right? You say, Hashem lema b'yoshav, Hashem oiz la'amayitan, Hashem yivarech esam b'ashola, and the Medrash says that the umas ha'olam, the nations came to Bilam, they said, "What's going on? Hashem lema b'yoshav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing another mabul." Right, we've spoken about, think about it once, that by the Mabul it was all quiet, all the animals got along with each other, and the Teva was quiet. Here's, well, everything's going quiet, what's happening? Hashem la Mabul Yashav. And he said, "No, Hashem wa Islam Ayita," and the whole world knew about it. Major publicity. And what happened to those luchos? They smashed, they broke them.
So God made a mistake.
Right? So. So. It was iron horror. So the Chotokin Rebbe told Rav Meir Shapiro, "Be careful, you're making such publicity. It's iron horror." Okay, so we'll discuss it. We'll come into that in Nakuda, yeah? And we'll answer your question as well, Mr. Locke. Right? But, and Rav Meir Shapiro said, "Afila hochi." Rav Meir Shapiro said, "Afila hochi." Yeah? He felt that a maimid of Kavod HaTorah, and he went ahead and he did it, and his taka, he was Nifta Young, could be that was the connection. But the kasha for us is, right, why are we celebrating Shavuos of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, right, when those luchos were gone, they were broken? Really, really, the Zman Matan Torah Seinu is Yom Kippur. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchos shnius, and the Torah that we have is a different Torah. And the first Torah that they had, right, there's no shikha. Everything you learned, you remembered. Yeah, it went into your hard drive, it went into your brain, you remembered it. There's no such thing as forgetting. It was the second Torah, the second luchos, that we have the shikha, and the whole our approach to learning is from the second luchos. So really, we should be celebrating Shavuos on Yom Kippur. You can't have cheesecake on Yom Kippur, so it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, chatzi lechem, chatzi lashem, right? And Erev Yom Kippur will be a mitzvah to have cheesecake. But why are we having such a celebration of Shavuos, when really, the whole celebration, the luchos were shown us, they were broken, they were gone, they were smashed, really we should be celebrating on Yom Kippur. And the second question is, what exactly was given on Shavuos? Right, what did we get? L'aseres HaDibros, we know. What about the rest of the Tariag Mitzvahs? Right, did we get everything on Matan Torah, on HaSinai? What exactly did we get? So let's go back to the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Right, the first pasuk for Yidab Hashem and Moshe Ba'asina Aleim, the very beginning of Bahar. Daba b'nei Yisrael v'mat Aleim. Right, you're going to commentate Yisrael in the mitzvah of Shemitah. Right, so the pasuk begins Vayidab Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor, and you have the mitzvah of Shemitah. And Rashi straight away says Ma'in Shemitah Etz LaSinai. What's the connection of Shemitah to HaSinai? Why dafka over here by Shemitah does it say Vayidab Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor? Says Rashi, V'loi kol ha-mitzvos nemru mi-Sinai. We got all the mitzvahs. All the Tayag mitzvahs were said at HaSinai. So Rashi tells you, just like Shemitah, Nemra kolaseho pritaseho v'diktakeho, all the details, the intricate halachas that apply to Shemitah were all said at HaSinai. Afkulam nemru kolaseyem v'diktakeseyem mi-Sinai. All the mitzvahs, And all the intricate details and every prat of every mitzvah was said at Har Sinai. All the details and all the, about every mitzvah was said at Har Sinai. But the question still is, so why the mitzvah of Shemitah? Take the mitzvah of Tefillin. Mitzvah of Tefillin has so many halachas to the mitzvah of Tefillin. Or Shabbos. So why dafka the mitzvah of Shemitah was said, the Torah is bringing out the point that the mitzvah of Shemitah was said at Har Sinai. That's the first question. The second question, this is only when Rashi said that we said all the mitzvahs and all the halachas about every mitzvah was said at Har Sinai, that's only according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Shmuel argues, and Rabbi Shmuel says, only the general outline was said at Har Sinai. But all the details of the mitzvahs were said later on at the Ohel Moed. So why does the Torah say, Ve'edah b'shel Mishah, b'Har Sinai leimah? Right? And gives us the mitzvah of Shemitah. Why dafka the mitzvah of Shemitah is stressed over here, together with the connection of Har Sinai? So the Chidah says that the mitzvah of Shemitah is a mitzvah which ingrains in every Yid's bitochen in Hashem. How can you have a person who works for 6 years, and then the seventh year comes, and just doesn't work? Doesn't work the land. What's he going to eat? How's he going to survive? So the mitzvah of Shemitah is sending home a message. The only way you can survive is with the mitzvah of bitochen. That's the only way you can keep this mitzvah. And the Chidah says, and this is a catalyst for all other mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that you want to keep, you have to have a level of bitochen, otherwise you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. So, v'yedah b'Hashem ha'Moshe, b'Har Sinai leimor, at Har Sinai, and the Torah says, we said all the mitzvahs, but the Torah is sending a message, and which mitzvah am I going to point out as an example? Mitzvah Shemitah. Because the mitzvah Shemitah is bitochen. And if you have bitochen, you can fulfill all the mitzvahs. The Beis Yisrael of Ger said that when you say, v'chisoy ma'amah no'ichal, the farmer says, if I don't work for a whole year, how am I going to survive? So Kadosh Baruch says, "V'tzivisi es b'chasi, I give you my bracha, don't worry, you will survive." So he says, it's not only by the mitzvah of Shemitah. He goes, applies everything. Comes to Pesach, v'chisoy ma'amah no'ichal, what are we going to eat over Pesach? And how are we going to afford it? The wine, the matzahs, the outfits for the kids and the new clothing and bringing the children over Yom Tov. How can I afford it? It's a v'seres b'chassi. You ask everybody, Pesach, cost a hein rav. Did you manage? Baruch Hashem, one way or another, people pull through. How? You don't earn extra. Not every boss gives a bonus for Pesach. How do you manage? So he says, because somehow a person manages, and then it comes Yom Tov Sukkos, and the schach, and the decorations, and the lulav, and the esrig. It adds up. A Yom Tov bill adds up. How can I keep make Yom Sukkos? It's a VCS b'chassi. You have to have that bitochen in Hashem. You will make it. Right? Person gets a son-in-law. Son-in-law wants to sit and learn in kaidel. You're going to sit and learn in kaidel. How are you going to manage? But they do. You look around, you see Kanai Nahara coiling the light for years and years, Mazistam and land. How do they manage? And they're marrying off it. I don't know, they manage. Right? Either you go collecting for them a bit, Nishkanaf Kamina. They manage. No one's dying of starvation. So all the mitzvahs, and the answer is you have to have bitochen in Hashem, it's a VCS b'chassi. Hashem says, yeah, it will be my brachos. Not only for the mitzvah of Shemitah, but for every single mitzvah. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Malachav, Baruch Hu, blesses his Malachim, Geboirei Koyach, mighty people, Geisid Devaroi, those who do the will of Hashem, L'shmoya B'kol Devaroi. So referring to a certain type of person over his Malachim, says the Medrash, who's this referring to? The Shomrei Shemitah. Those who keep Shemitah for a whole year, they don't touch the fields. Normally, if somebody comes into their fields, yeah, and wants to take an apple, well, call the police, what's going on? A ganef just breaking into my field. Right? And then when you have their sorghum orchards, right, and they cultivate every tree so carefully, and you have people walking in just yanking their sorghum off the trees, and they're ruining it, and it keeps quiet. Ezo gibor, hakovish es yisrael, and he has to control himself. Unbelievable strength. And just keeps quiet. Says the Medrash, Baruch Hashem Malachav. These people are Malachim. They're angels. Geboirei Koyach. Unbelievable people. When did they get this level of becoming like Malachim? At Har Sinai. And Hashem gave the mitzvah of Shemitah. Right? And they said, we're going to do this mitzvah of Shemitah. They, at Maimed HaSinai, at HaSinai, they got this level of, they're like malachim. They're like angels, they can keep all the mitzvahs. That's the koiches that Klal Yisrael got at HaSinai. The Medrash continues, Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha Omar, Rav Huna says, in the name of Rav Acha, the pasuk of Baruch Hashem Alochav Gebarer Koyach Oitzer Devorer L'shmaya B'kol Devorer is referring to Klal Yisrael who said Nasa V'nishma. Because the pasuk says Baruch Hashem Alochav Gebarer Koyach Oitzer Devorer Lashon of Nasa, we will do the will of Hashem L'shmaya B'kol Devorer. So first they said we're going to do Oitzer Devorer, then they said L'shmaya B'kol Devorer. So the Medrash says Klal Yisrael at HaSinai, when they said Nasa V'nishma, they reached the level of Malachim. Normally, ask somebody, can you do me a favor? What is it? Can I manage? Can I not manage? Here, it wasn't a question of can I manage? Will I be able to do it? It was Nasa V'nishma. Kshrocha gives us a mitzvah, we will be able to do it. Ana avda de kutshe brichu. So, Matan Torah, when it comes to Shavuos, what we're doing now is we're separating two different episodes. The first episode was a Maimed HaSinai. And a Maimed HaSinai, they reached certain levels, we're going to talk about it more, of becoming like Malachim. That level of Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened at HaSinai. They said, Nasa V'nishma. The Gemara says that, Gemara in Shabbos, of Kuf Mem Vav, that a Tzeduki saw Rava learning, and he was concentrating so hard, and he had his fingers underneath his knees, and he was kvetching, and the blood was running, and he said, I'm a pezizak, you're a hasty nation, right? You talk before you think, right? You just said Nasa V'nishma like that, right? And you look at the way Rashi learns the Rav's answer, he said, we have trust in Hashem, Hashem will not ask us to do something we can't do. So we can say Nasa V'nishma. There was a bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom. All that was a Maimed HaSinai, of a munah and bitochen in Hashem. The next step was Matan Torah Seinu, getting the Torah. And that taka, as we started off, the Luchas Rishonis were lost. But on Shavuos, we're celebrating, before we get to the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, right, we're celebrating the Amunah and Bitochen in Hashem. And it's a yontif, Shavuos is a yontif of strengthening oneself and that Amunah and Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Shabbos says that, Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Vav in Shabbos, that when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was a certain zuama, a certain koyach atuma that descended upon Adam and Chava when they ate from the Eitz Hadas. Yisrael she'omdu al HaSinai poskul zuamosam. Klal Yisrael stood at HaSinai, that tuma was gone. What exactly was that tuma? Right, that Adam and Chava got, they lost it at HaSinai, but it didn't last that long. What was it exactly? When Adam and Chava were told, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, Rav Dessler explains they had a level of curiosity. They wanted to know, what is it like eating from the Eitz Hadas? We can eat every other tree, but this tree we're not allowed to eat. What's it like? We just want to taste it. Litoim es tavshil. We want to taste what's cooking, is the expression Chazal use. They were curious. So Hashem said, that's not the way we work. They ate from the Eitz Hadas, they got a certain koyach atuma. When it came to HaSinai, Hashem went to Esav. Do you want the Torah? Stop. Maksiv bo. He started asking questions. What's it all about? It says that you're not allowed to kill. No, Yitzhak said, Achav v'chatuchya. No, so we don't want the Torah. It came to Yishmol. Do you want the Torah? What does it say? Maksiv bo. They're all asking questions. Maksiv bo. So he said, oh, you're not allowed to steal. No, Yodai Bakol. We do steal. When it came to Klal Yisrael, there was no misled curiosity. There's no curiosity in the wrong place. There are no more questions anymore. There's complete bitochen in Hashem, Nasa V'nishma. Oh, they reached the level of Adam and Chava Koidim Echet. That's what the Gemara says. Yisrael, she'omdu al HaSinai, pasku zu amosam. They didn't have that koyach atuma, that impurity that was on them. They're okay now. Because they didn't ask the wrong questions. When did they lose this unbelievable high level? At the Chet HaEgel. What was the Chet HaEgel? Asking the wrong questions. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? He said he's going to come back. Where's the Munim B'tochen? Leave it up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And as soon as they start asking the questions and losing their level of emunah bitachon, they've lost that level, and the zuama, that koyach hatuma, came back on them. The Vilna Gaon writes that the main purpose of giving of the Torah, ikin esinas haTorah, is that a person should have bitachon in Hashem. So we say every day in davening that so we had bitachon, that's why we got the Torah, and it goes, the circle continues, and because we got the Torah, Hashem says, I want you to have bitachon, and he brings it out from a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk is per kapitel ayin ches, pasuk zayin. Pasuk says, "Vayokum edis biyakov v'soyer son biyisrael." Shmuel gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael. Ashatzivas aviseinu leidim livneim. That is going to the children. Lemanyedi darachron. The generation should know, etc. Vayisimu belekim kislam. So that they may place their trust in Hashem. The purpose of the giving of the Torah was that a person should have bitachin in Hashem, which is amazing. You have tayag mitzvahs, and says the Vilna Gaon. And what's the purpose of it all? That a person should have bitachin in the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a Ramban as well. The Rishon Ramban and Pashas Boy, Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Tezayin. V'kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs. The purpose, the kavona of all the mitzvahs. Shenamin be'elokeinu, that we should have a munah in Hashem. V'noida elov, we should admit to him. Shehu b'reinu, that he is our creator.
Paschus
Amosim
was the whole 40 days. From Matan
Torah until the Chet Ha'Egel. Yeah.
So it wasn't really the coming down of the Luchas, coming down, giving the Torah, wasn't any tangible point, was it? It wasn't the Luchas, was it? At Matan Torah.
That's right. Just words. Right. That's right. Here in the Rabban Shalom. That's right. And when it came down, it broke the spirit to it.
How did Chet Ha'Egel come about if there was Poskos Amos?
Okay, so that's a shmuz on the Chet Ha'Egel and what happens.
How did they get to
right?
They were completely...
Okay, so Adam and Chav also on that Madrega, yeah. And they lost it. The person can lose Madregas.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
You said something else about before, about the, if you're going to feel the Shmita, if you're not allowed to go into field in Chaparan, Esker, and Breaker 3, you have to pay for the Rambam says.
Right, okay, but just the way the farmer goes, yeah, and he cuts everyone so gentle with love and care. And then Chaparan just, yeah. Right, so the Chazanish says that the relationship between Amunah and Bitochen is, right, Amunah is like the tree, Bitochen is like the fruit of the tree. Right, the person has Amunah and Hashem, right, and that translates into Bitochen. Right, so the purpose of all the mitzvahs was to have the Amunah and Bitochen and Hashem. Right, now we see this very clearly, right, if you look in the Torah three times, in Sefer Shemos, it tells us that Klai Yisrael had a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, the first time is in Shmos Per Dalet Pasuk Lamed Aleph, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Vayamein Ha'om, they believed, Vayishmu, Ki Pakad Hashem as Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Klai Yisrael, and he saw, as Onyam, he saw their pain. The second time was at Kriyas Yamsuf, Shmos Per Ki Dalet Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says, Lashon of Amunah, they believed in Hashem. And the third time was at Hasinai. Shemois Perik Yotes Pasuk Tes, Hine Anochi Ba'alecha Ba'ava Onon, Hashem says, I'm coming Ba'ava Onon in the cloud, Ba'avor Yishma On Bedarbi Imoch, they will hear how Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'gam B'cho Yaminu La'olam. So the Yisoid of Matan Torah is Ba'avor, in order, Yishma'om bedarbi imach, v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam. And the Rishonim all asked, why does the Torah have to tell us three times that Klai Yisrael believed in Hashem? Once you believe, you believe. Why does it have to say three times, v'yameinu'om, v'yaminu b'Hashem v'mashavdoi, and again by Matan Torah? So the Ibn Ezra says that in Mitzrayim, not all of Klai Yisrael believed. It doesn't say, right, kol Yisrael, it says Yisrael. By Kriyas Yamsuf as well, not everybody believed. By Matan Torah, all of Klai Yisrael believed. The Ramban says, by Matan Torah also, it just says, V'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam. It doesn't say all of Klai Yisrael. So what's the difference? You don't see any difference in the Psukim. So B'Shor Salanta says that there's different levels of Amun, and there's different levels of believing and trusting in someone. If someone comes over to you and says, can I borrow £5? You say, yeah, say that, no problem. Next, the neighbor comes and knocks on your door, can I borrow £50? It's probably you lend it. If they ask for £500, depends who your next neighbor is, you'd think twice. That's for £5,000 or £50,000. You want a shtar, you want an orev, you want a guarantor. It's already a different story. Right? So it says, in Mitzrayim, they believed 50%. Kriyas Yamsuf, it went up to 75%. Came to Matan Torah, it was 100%. 100% belief. Yeah, okay, but that's some different thing. Now, the Maral explains this a little bit different. And the Maral says like this. The Maral says that there are three Yesoidus in Amunah. And the three Yesoidus in Amunah correlate to the three times when the Torah says that they believed. The first Yesoid, the first foundation in Amunah and Hashem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world, he's Mashkiach. He sees what's going on in the world, and thus there is Schar V'Einish. If he sees what's going on, he's watching what's going on in the world. Of course, it's for a purpose of Schar V'Einish. That's the first Yesoid. The second Yesoid in Amunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. He can change nature whenever he wants. And the third Yesoid in Amunah is Torah Min HaShemayim. Right? So the first time that Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem was in Mitzrayim. The first Yesoid in Amunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what's going on and the Schar V'Einish. They were in Mitzrayim. And they felt, where's the Rabbani Shalom? Our kids are being thrown into the Nile. They're used as bricks. We're going through so much suffering. Where's the Rabbani Shalom? Vayame Na'am. They believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching and seeing what's going on. The second Yesod in Amunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change nature. That was at Kriyas Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the sea, changed everything, made the sea into dry land. The third Yesod in Amunah is Torah Min HaShemayim, and that they got at Har Sinai. They sought Torah Min HaShemayim. But the question is, if you already had that they believed in a Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, runs the world, Schar V'Einish, and they believed that Kriyas Yamsuf, what more? What was being Moisef in the Amunah of Torah Min HaShemayim? Why did he need that Torah Min HaShemayim? So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Yesoid HaTorah. The Rambam says, we'll explain it with a story, but the Rambam says, he starts off, Periches Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Yesoid HaTorah, in Mada. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu bo Yisrael b'penei ha'oysoi sh'osa. We do not believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of miracles. In Mitzrayim, there were miracles. Kriyas Yamsuf was a miracle. We don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah Emes because of the miracles that they did. Right? Shehamaimin, if somebody believes through miracles, yesh b'libay doifi. Inside his heart, there's always a little bit of, the sea splits, but maybe it's like a tsunami. Whenever there's a tsunami, the water recedes back. Right? And maybe that's what happened. There was a bit of an earthquake and the water went back and the water went back. Israel jumped, went through. The time they went through, the mitzvah started coming, the water came back on them. There's always something that in your heart you can say, maybe this, maybe that. So the Rambam says that when Israel believed in Moshe Rabbeinu, it was nothing to do with Isos, with miracles. Because you can always say that maybe it's Kishuv. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu had to do it. Right? But that's not why they believed. Why did they believe? Ubemahe minu boy? In what way did they believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? B'maymid ha-sinai. Sh'aneinu ro'u, our eyes saw, v'lozor, no one else's. V'azneinu shom, our ears heard, ha'esh, da'kolis ha'lepidim. V'hu nigash, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming ala rafal. V'akol medaba elav, we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to him. V'anashoyim, Moshe, Moshe, leich emo lehem, kach v'kach. But you heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe, go tell Klai Yisrael this. V'kach o'im, v'ponim, v'ponim, diba Hashem imachim. Right, so he says, the whole maymid ha-sinai was a muna. Right, and he says that was the Munah. Maimed Sinai is the riot to Nevuah, she emes she'en by doifi. And everything Moshe Rabbeinu came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, min HaShemayim. So we needed the Maimed Sinai to clinch our Munah in Hashem. Because until then it was all miracles.
What is HaSinai? We saw it. And the Munah was by Mitzrayim.
Okay, but by HaSinai was miracles. By Kriyas Yamsuf was miracles,
yeah.
Right? But by Hasina, it wasn't miracles.
We saw
the Rabbani Shalom, we heard the Rabbani Shalom, and that's an unbelievable Amunah.
That's what Amunah, that's, we see it, there's no doubt.
That's what they needed, that's right. And that's what they needed, that's what they needed to see. Right? I hear what you're saying. But that's what they needed, that's what they needed to know.
Who says that?
To know the Rambam. Rambam, Perichas, yes. Right? And I'll show it to you like this. When Eliyahu HaNavi came to the Nevi'a Baal in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, right? There's a whole perek over here where Eliyahu HaNavi comes to the Nevi'a Baal and he says to them, that's the expression, if you believe in Hashem, believe in Hashem. If you believe in the Baal, then believe in the Baal. But don't do both. So Klal Yisrael said to Eliyahu HaNavi at the time, we don't know who's the true God, who's the true power. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, we're going to do a little test. We'll do a little bit of a thing. We'll go like this. We'll get two cows which are exactly the same. And we'll build the Mizbeach. You'll put your cow onto the Mizbeach for the Baal. I'll put my cow on the Mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the one that a fire comes down from Shemayim and consumes the cow, that shows that's the true power, that's the true God. And they said, all right, it's a deal. So they went and they built the Mizbeach and they put someone underneath with a pack of matches or flintstones. Right, and they put their cow, and they cried and cried and cried, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a snake and bit the person who was hiding inside the Mizbeach, and nothing happened. And then Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and Eliyahu HaNavi takes his cow, he cuts up the cow, he shechs it, puts it on the Eitzim, Eliyahu HaNavi said, Milu arba kadamayim, take loads of water, pour it on the oil and on the Eitzim. And they did. And he said, do it again. Shinu. Vayishnu. They did it. Second time. Vayomashalei. You should do it a third time. They did it a third time. Vayelchamayim sovim Mizbeach. The whole thing was full of water all around the Mizbeach. So much water. And then Eliyahu HaNavi davens. And davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold tefillah. Aneini Hashem Aneini. Answer me Hashem, answer me. He says, Rashi, why Aneini Hashem Aneini? Why answer me twice? Aneini Hashem, answer me. What's the double lashon? Says Rashi. Aneini sheyored eish min hashamayim. A fire should come down from Shemayim. Va'aneini, says Rashi the second time, sheloyemru maisek shofim heim. They shouldn't say it's kishuf. Fascinating, Rashi. You see a fire come down min hashamayim. And says Eliyahu HaNavi, aneini sheloyemru maisek shofim heim. Shouldn't say it's magic. So I heard from Amot Chudrub, Zechisag Levroch, who's a maggid in Yerushalayim. He said that Reb David Lelever, one of the Lelever Rebbes, he had two boys. And he wanted the boys to really learn well, to become good Lamdonim. So he got them a Litvisher Rebbe, a Litvisher Melamed. They learned, the Litvisher Melamed learned with his two boys. Comes Shabbos, he fehes his boys, and they know it very, very well. So he says, he asks his boys, tell me something about the Rebbe, your Melamed, what's he like? So he says, it's very good. But something interesting, you know, every time before we sit down to learn, our Melamed, he starts to cry. That would love us. A litisha before he learns Torah Akadesha begins to cry. It doesn't sound right. What's going on? It doesn't make sense. So he calls him over and he says, well, you cry before you learn? He goes, yeah. He goes, what's pshat? Well, why do you do that? He goes, I'll tell you. I once heard about a very, very great Hasidic Rebbe. And I wanted to see it for myself. I want to know, what does the Rebbe do all night? So when the Rebbe went out for Meiriv, I hid underneath the bed. The Rebbe comes back from Meiriv, and he's looking up at the ceiling, and he says, get out from under the bed. God, it's shocking. I come out, I'm shaking. And he says to me, what do you want? So I said, I want a bracha for you, Shemayim. And he gave me a bracha. And he goes, and since then, whenever I sit down to learn, I have such a yirai law, such a heavenly fear of Hashem descends upon me. I just burst out crying. I'm so afraid. So Rabbi David Lelever says, you see all that and the bleibt noch a litvak. You stole a litvak after all that. So he turns around to Rabbi David Lelever and he goes, and you don't think it's all kishuf? That's what Eliyahu HaNavi was saying. Aneini Hashem, aneini. Aneini sheyared eish min ha-shamayim. And aneini sheloyemu maisek shofim heim. Because you can see a fire come down from Shemayim. And you can still say it's kishuf. You can see a Kris Yamsuf. You can see all the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. It's still kishuf. It's this, it's that. Right? So how did Klal Yisrael have the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That was a Maimed HaSinai. A Maimed HaSinai where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Shiva Rekiyim. We heard Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. We heard V'la Yilecha Alem Achirim. Raya Mesakoylois. We saw the fire. We saw the 22,000 Malachim that came down with the Degolim in this week's parish. And Klal Yisrael wanted the Degolim. They saw Malachim. David the Melech saw Malach and his blood was cold for the rest of his life. Klal Yisrael, they saw Malachim, they saw Shechina HaKadosh. And that was the Emunah, that strengthened the Emunah. And the Ramban says, In Shemois, Perikites, Pasuk Tes, V'gam b'choy aminu l'oilam, he says, L'netzach b'chol ha'deiris. For all the generations, the Amunah came from a Maimed Har Sinai. V'mikyokim b'kirbachem, you get a Novi, a Cholim, yet, Shekvar, we'll say, yeah, it's not true if you're changing the Torah. Shekvar ro b'neim, they saw with their eyes, v'shamu ba'azneim, shegas l'mayla yoyne b'nevuah. That was the level that Klai Yisrael got. That was what we say in the Haggadah, Ilu kirvenu l'fnei ha'sinai, There's two things over here what we're celebrating on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We're celebrating the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but as we said, we've lost the Luchos Rishonos. But before that, we're celebrating the Emunah and Bitochen in Hashem. And that is the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and that's the mitzvah that we have to go and pass this on from one generation to another, the mitzvah of, we're not allowed to forget, Ma'abed HaSinai, Hiraki Shomer Lecho. Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Yud, Hishomer lechor shmar nafshecha ma'od. Guard yourself. Pen tishkaches ha'dvarim, lest you forget the words, the things, asheroi enecha. Or pen yisurim ulevecha, ko yimechayecha. You can't forget about it. Vaydatim levanecha, levnei venecha, you have to tell your children and your grandchildren. Yoyim asher madrata levnei Hashem lekecha b'chayrev. When you stood by Kosh Baruch Hu at HaSinai, when everybody was there, v'ashmimes devarai. Right, those are the psukim says Ramban. We have a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah leis saseh. We're not allowed to forget Ma'amad HaSinai, because Ma'amad HaSinai was the foundation of Emunah and Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral carries on and he says that the three Yisoidis, right, are the three Yom Tovim. A regal is a foot. It's also the regalim, the shalish regalim. Right, a table, although most tables have four legs, right, a table can stand on three legs as well. Something to stand on, all it needs is three legs. Right? It's more practical to have four. Right? That's why, by the way, there's three avos and four imohis. Right? Because the world stands the shleisha dvarim. You need three things, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Right? On the practical sense, you always have four, and that was the women. The women, the imohis, were more practical. The moshel, Avram said, we'll keep Yishmael here, and we'll be makar of him, and it'll be all right, and Yitzhak. And Sarah said, no. It's all very nice in theory, but in practice, Yishmael is too much of a negative influence on Yitzchak. We have to throw him away. Right? Yitzchak said, we'll give the brachas to Esav, and Esav will support Yaakov. In theory, it would be good. All of Klai Yisrael will sit and learn, right? And the Goyim will support the Yidden. Right? But Rivka said, practically speaking, it's not going to happen. We have to be self-sufficient as well. Can't just rely on donations from Goyim to support all the Yidden learning. Right? So you see, the obvious were three, because that's what, to stand, you need three. Practically speaking, we have four. So the Maral says, we have the three Yisoidus in Emunah correspond to the three Regolim, right, that Klai Yisrael stand on. Right? Pesach is the Yontif of Kriyas Yamsa, for Chosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls nature. Sukkos is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, his Mashkiach, he watched over Klai Yisrael. And Shavuos was the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, which is the third Yisoid of Emunah in Torah Min HaShemayim. And the Sefer Ikrim says, although the Rambam says Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, he says really there's three, the three that we're talking about, and he says that's the Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofaris that we have. Malchus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Melech, and he controls nature. Zichronus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who remembers everything, he watches everything, and he records it, and he remembers. That's Char V'Oinish. And Shofaris, which is the Shofar of Matan Torah, as we start Shofaris, at the Negleisa Banan Kvedecha, Al Am Kachecha Ledabe Imam, to speak with them. That's the Muna in Torah Min HaShemayim. The Chofetz Chaim says, we all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says, Kofa Leim Har Kegigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain like a barrel, and he says, if you accept the Torah, good, and if not, you're going to be dead. Right? Shom Tehei Kvaraschem. So normally you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them, twisted their arm and said, you know, kfiat, that's it. You know, forced them to be religious. Right? Chofetz Chaim says no. He says, they had such a clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they realized that this is the only way of life. There's no other way. Imagine you have a boy, a little boy, that grew up in the country somewhere. He's never seen a motorway before. He's never seen cars before. Right? And you want to take him to the motorway, and you want to show them how dangerous it is when you cross the motorway. There are cars and lorries and trucks zooming past. But he's never seen cars before. So you show him some videos of people who of car crashes, right? And what the car looks like a flat pancake, the impact of the car. And you take him down to the emergency room, and you see ambulances come in, And where's this from? It was a car crash, somebody got knocked over. And you show them, right? And you show them how powerful cars and lorries are when they're going 90 miles an hour down the motorway. You can't just run in, you have to look, you have to be careful. And he sees it all. Take him down to the motorway. After all that, is he going to run across the road? No. Right? You've taken away his bechira. You've proven to him so clearly that if you want to stay alive, you don't run into a motorway when the cars are zooming past. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved to Klal Yisrael with such clarity, he forced them that there's no other way of life. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's the kaf aleihem hakagigas. It wasn't forcing them, it was the munna. The munna was so strong, it translated, not just ani Yehudi belev, put a yarmulke on your heart. No, it was there was a way of life, that's the way they lived, and they realized, it's either this or it's not worth living. That was the kaf aleihem hakagigas. This really takes us to the Gemara Makkos. The Gemara says that Dorosh Rav Samloi, that the Taryag Mitzvah said to Moshe Rav Sinai, Bod David v'midim al yadalv. David came and said, not 11 mitzvahs. Right, Pel Sedek, Doiv Emes Bevova, Yishai came and put it down to 6. Until the Gemara, Bichel 3, until the Gemara says, Bo Chabakuk v'midim alachas, v'tzadik b'menosoi yichya. So Rabbi Yochanan Bevova says, that when you have an apple tree, you have the seeds. In that little seed, it contains a whole apple tree. But not only does it contain the whole apple tree, it contains all the future apple trees that are going to grow from this, from that apple tree that you're going to have. Right? So you can have something which is small, but it contains everything in it, like an apple seed. So he says, Klal Yisrael needed something, a mitzvah that will contain everything in it. Right? So David came, took it down to 11 mitzvahs, all the way till it came to Chabakuk. And Chabakuk says, the one mitzvah that contains everything is mitzvah of emunah of a tzaddik, but menosah yichya. If a person has the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll have everything, he'll be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs. They have the emunah and bitochen in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And the person who has emunah, the Chazamish says, bitochen in Hashem doesn't mean that it will turn out okay. Bitochen means that whatever the Rabbanu Shel Olam does, is for the good. Right? And a person's, the Chavis Avava says, a person has an unbelievable relaxness. He's calm about it. There's an unbelievable story with a Rebbe in a school, a Malamed in a school. And his wife has to get a hold of him desperately. Desperately has to get a hold of him. Right? So he's not going to take his mobile. So she has to speak to him desperately. So she calls the office. I have to speak to my husband. So they call him out of class. And he's in the principal's office. And there's a conversation taking place. And the principal picks up one side of the conversation. And basically what happened was that he's making a chasana. A melamed in the school, he's making a chasana. He borrowed the money from a gemach. So he had £10,000, everything for the money for the chasana. And it was, you know, hidden somewhere. And as the Pesach cleaning, it got thrown out. Doesn't know when, but she can't find it. The Pesach cleaning and chucking things out, probably hidden in a bag somewhere, and it got thrown out. She's oismensch. He calms his wife down, and he goes back into class, cool as a cucumber, teaching, not a problem. So after class, the principal goes over to him, and the manal says to him, how'd you do it? So he said, you know, we all learn about betochen, and everything's mashet. If you believe it, you can be calm. The money's gone, what should I do? This is Ratzon Hashem. And he just carried on teaching, as if nothing happened, with the same gishmak and the same simcha. That's betochen in Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But Brisk Rav used to have to pay his kodel every Erev Rosh Chodesh. That's when he paid his kodel. And once, if he didn't have, he borrowed, because he made sure to pay. Once he couldn't even borrow from anyone. So someone said, wouldn't it be nice if you got £5,000, so Kavir would give you £5,000, you'd be sorted for the next few months. But Brisk Rav said, I wouldn't take it. Because why? Because every Erev Rosh Chodesh, I have that bitochen in Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and it works out, somehow we manage. Unbelievable. I wouldn't give that up for anything. B'tochen in Hashem. How? B'tochen in Rabbi Yishol Olam. And that amunah and b'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Maimed HaSinai. V'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. And that's what the Ramban says. There's something to miss asay, lois asay. To give this over, to ingrain it into the lives of our children, our grandchildren. And that's also a very important chelik of Shavuos. The Maimed HaSinai, where we didn't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miracles, relying totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it was clear amunah, not just on the miracles. Because for help us, we should have a wonderful Yom Tov.
Accumulating money is against the Tochen, yeah? Well, that's what you're saying. Accumulating money is against the Torah. The way it is, it's a very hard, very thin line.